A homeless man living at Coburg's emergency shelter is advocating for policy changes which he claims will benefit those accessing the shelter. Michael Chance Brown addressed the Northumberland County Council's Social Services Committee Wednesday, detailing concerns from sleeping conditions for the drop-in area to locker privileges. When the drop-in hub opened late last year, there were recliners in which people would access to warm up. Yet following an inspection by Coburg Fire and Bylaw, the recliners were replaced with metal chairs which people are not allowed to use for sleeping. Brown says it does not make sense to have a shelter where people can't sleep.
People are expected to sit upright throughout the night and the day in a metal chair and not sleep. Why are we not allowed to sleep? I'm human, like you're human. So I have to leave the warming room in the shelter to go sleep somewhere else?
Brown moved to Coburg 7 years ago, but now resides at the shelter. He admits that he once had a job housing, yet found himself homeless, sleeping rough between motels, encampments, and the streets. Brown also takes issue with the locker policy, suggesting that if a locker is full for too long, staff clean it out and throw away the contents.
And the 24-hour buffer for items that are being discarded. I may reside there for that warming room and get carried away somewhere else. My stuff gets thrown out, my ID, my medication, my gifts that my kid give me. My friend's ashes gone in the garbage. Not allowed to go back in it and get it. Non-recoverable. These things are the most monumental things in our life, but yet they're getting thrown out.
Brown implored county staff and leadership to make modifications to shelter services by working with those who use the facility. The committee heard from residents angry about the shelter regarding increased policing, drug use, and other activity in the area. Coburg Mayor Lucas Cleveland questioned the intake policy of the shelter, as Brown indicated that staff only do this between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., outside of the times when people arrive at the shelter. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.